Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place. Hello, welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. This is episode number 110. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. If you are looking for strategies to live a naturally healthy life, you are in the right place. So today is going to be a little different from my usual podcasts. Usually, I put a lot of time and effort into scripting the podcast out, making sure that my thoughts are presented in a coherent way, making sure that I've done the appropriate amount of research that I need to do for a podcast, and making sure that the topic and the information that I present to you is quality. And it's not that that's going to be different today. Clearly, I have a belief that that's what needs to happen to create a quality podcast. I don't think that's always true, but that is the way that I like to do it. But today is going to be different. So if it's your first time to this podcast might seem a little different. If you've been listening to the podcast and you're like, oh, those are your scripted thoughts, those are your well-put-together thoughts, they still seem like a cat on a hot tin roof. For that, I appreciate that you keep coming back. But yeah, no, that's scripted for me. So this is going to be even more cat on a hot tin roof than maybe you're used to. If you notice that, wow, this is more of a hodgepodge grab bag of thoughts coming from her. Yeah, it really is. Because I do think that is a lot of times what coaching is like. When you coach with a when you're working on whatever it is, if it's business coaching, if it's health coaching, whatever it is, it is a human being who is trained to help you see what your brain has created and then see if you like the results from what your brain has created and see how to change it on that level. It's really a root cause issue or a root cause approach than it is just let me give you strategies. Effective coaching does not come from me just giving you strategies. I can give you strategies. Effective coaching comes from us looking at the root cause, and the root cause is always what our brain is telling us, and that's what I want to dig into today. That's really what coaching is like. It's not always this well-scripted out thing that the coach has had the opportunity to look into and really evaluate and find the best strategy. That's not coaching. That is well-presented information, and that's awesome. There's a place for that in the world. But today is going to be a little different. So if it's your first time to the podcast, please go back and listen to other podcasts, because definitely those are presented a little different. Before we jump in today, I want to talk about the 5-day free program that will be in September. So it'll be a 5-day session. I did this in August. It was such a blast. I met such amazing women, and I always feel so much gratitude to women who allow me to do this work with them, because really I feel like this work, yes, you get healthy. Yes, you fix your health issues. Yes, if you're diabetic, you fix your diabetes. All of that's real. And that's primarily who I work with, women who have diabetes or something on the diabetes spectrum. But in addition to fixing all of those disease states, you also really open up your world to what is possible in the world. And that's the really, for me, that's the really rewarding work. That's the really life-changing component. Yeah, you have your health and you no longer have the risks associated with type 2 diabetes. In addition to that, you have this insight to how your brain works and how it creates your experience of the world. And that is really where I think the life-changing experience comes from. So that's what I do with my clients in my group. I offer a 5-day program, a 5-day session for women to see what it's like, to get a jump start. For those people who have consulted with me and they're like, oh, I just can't afford that. I don't have the money to invest in that right now, but I really, really want these results. Recognize that's a belief, and we can coach on that if you want to. Like when you meet with me for a consult, if that's where your brain goes immediately, but you really want these results and you just can't see the gap between those two places, we can totally coach on that. But for some people, really, money is tight for them. And for those folks, that's who I'm offering this 5-day session for. I want them to have the information and the tools because I truly believe diabetes and diabetes spectrum diseases, so that's diabetes, that's polycystic ovarian disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it's pre-diabetes, even we're seeing the connection between dementia we're seeing the physiology, the mechanism behind dementia's connection with type 2 diabetes and how we have an effect and an ability and agency to change that early in our lives and even after dementia has been developed. But recognizing that our ability to change that is really just a few tools that we need, really just learning to eat like a human being is meant to eat. And that is what I teach in that 5-day program. So that is coming up in September. That's coming up September 13th. So if you want to get in on this, send me an email, delaine@delainemd.com. If you want to check out my website, there will be a link for you to fill out a form and sign up there also. That website is www.delainemd.com. Go there. There's information there. All the other podcasts are there. There's all sorts of things on my website. Check it out. Follow me on Facebook, DelaineMD. Follow me on Instagram, DelaineMD. There's all sorts of ways that you can get this information, get set up to do the 5-day free program. Find those sites. And again, if for some reason you can't find it or whatever, you don't have access to those things, you don't want to sign up for Instagram, you don't want to sign up for Facebook, that makes total sense, send me an email, delaine@delainemd.com, and we'll get you set up and you can do the 5-day free program and you can get started, again, on living this naturally healthy life that is really so empowering. So check that out. Check the 5-day program out. If you're interested, send me information. If you want to just sign up, go to my website. All right, so the discussion I want to have today is twofold. One, I want to talk about cake. Two, I'm going to talk about some of the upcoming podcasts because they're all going to be in the same line of thought. They're all going to be based on the same hyperinsulinemia being the source of disease. So there's going to be a series of about 6 podcasts coming up that talk about that. But before we do, I want to have a discussion about a consult that I had with a woman this week who is looking at enrolling in my program and starting this work. It's a 6-month journey I take ladies on, and we reverse their diabetes and we do all sorts of things with their health. But in addition to that, we really work on what our brain has created for us. So the discussion that I had with this woman involved cake. She has a birthday coming up, so happy birthday to her if she's listening. I really hope she's enjoying, and I get excited. I will tell you, it's interesting. Over the last year, I've really changed my belief on birthdays. I used to be very bitter about birthdays. I remember when I turned 30, I was like not cool with turning 30. So imagine how it was when I turned 40. I was also not cool with it. But what I've realized after doing this work, part of the result of realizing how much agency I have over my life is realizing how much of a gift every single birthday is, how much of a gift this experience of life is. And so for her, when I'm thinking about her birthday, I'm like, oh, yes, celebrate that. Celebrate you. Celebrate all of it because it's truly a gift. So happy birthday to her out there. But our discussion was about cake. And she had a recipe. She'd come across a recipe for a cake, and it was a cake that was very similar to the cake that her mother had made her when she was younger, when her mother was alive. And as she was considering having this consult with me, she'd come across this recipe, and she's like, oh, I'm never going to be able to have that cake again. And she got tearful when we were talking, and I think part of that tearfulness that came was the nostalgia and the reminiscing and the relationship with her mother, having had the experience of her mother making this cake for her every year for her birthday, and how she was somewhat tearful in the nostalgia and the missing of her mother, but I also think somewhat tearful in the thought that she was never going to be able to have that experience again. If I fix my diabetes, if I learn how to live a naturally healthy life, that means I never get to have this cake again. And what I, of course, offered her, and for anybody who's been listening to my podcast for any amount of time, you guys know I am not a never ever girl. There is nothing that is never ever available to you ever again. Period, end of sentence. There is no specific food that is off the table, including the cake that your mom made you when you were a kid for your birthday. So recognizing the reason that that is because diabetes is not a specific, a thing that has happened to you. Diabetes is not because of your genetics. Lots of people will believe that, right? And the medical community supports that, like promotes that. Oh, it's genetic. No. I do not get my diabetes from my family. I get my love for apple pie and pizza from my family. So if my family was loving apple pie and pizza a little bit too much, then it makes sense that I'm loving apple pie and pizza a little bit too much. My family got diabetes from loving apple pie and pizza too much. So I got diabetes also from loving apple pie and pizza too much, not from a genetic abnormality that makes my body faulty. No, that is not what's going on. Diabetes, for the most part, I'm not talking about type 1 diabetes, and then there are some other rare, but 99% of type 2 diabetics out there have diabetes because of the foods that they've eaten, because of something in their lifestyle, because of modern living, not because there is something wrong with their bodies. And so giving this woman, like I told her in my consult, please make that cake. Please celebrate your birthday in a way that's meaningful for you. Please celebrate the relationship that you have with your mother, even though she's passed on, because we all still do have a relationship. It just lives in our experience. You know, I always think about this. My grandmother has been passed away now for 20 years. I still have a relationship with her on a regular basis. It doesn't look like me talking to myself, but it does look like me remembering the things that she told me. That's how her legacy lives on in my experience. We all continue to have a relationship with those that we love, that we continue to have memories about, that we continue to think about the relationship. Over the last 20 years, have asked myself on more than one occasion, what would my grandmother tell me in this situation? And you know what? I know what she would tell me. And that is what keeps that relationship going. So for this woman in this cake, I'm like, yeah, make that cake. Reconnect with your mom. Have that experience, because it is not one piece of cake out there that made you type 2 diabetic. That is not what created your diabetes, was one piece of cake. It's a lifetime, it's decades of making certain decisions that have created this illness. It is not one decision. And that's why I always remind people, it is not one food. This is not a never ever game. This is not, fixing your type 2 diabetes is not, I can never ever eat X ever again. That is not what it is about. It is a collecting of better biology. That's what I describe it in my group as. We are creating time. That means hours, that means days, that means weeks, that means months, that means years. We are collecting time of better biology. That's what we're doing. When we collect that time of better biology, our bodies can handle eating occasional food that is not meant for us, right? I give the example frequently of a squirrel, right? If squirrels aren't out there complaining about acorns and asking for pizza at night, right? Like, this is what I tell everybody. You've probably heard me say this. But recognize, a squirrel can have pizza. I mean, like, if there's a piece of pizza in a picnic basket and the squirrel comes across it and eats it, it can eat that. The other example I use is a squirrel can eat a peanut butter and jelly, right? It can have come across a picnic basket and have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Clearly, that's not food for a squirrel. That's not the way that nature would feed the squirrel, right? The squirrel can eat that. The squirrel is not going to die from one piece of pizza or one peanut butter and jelly. But if the squirrel continues to eat peanut butter and jellies every day of its life for the rest of its shortened life, the squirrel gets sick too, because a peanut butter and jelly is not the food that is natural. It's not the diet intended for a squirrel. And what I would offer is, it's not the diet intended for a human being also, right? So over years of eating foods that are not the diet intended for a human being, we actually create years of bad biology, bad science in our bodies. Our bodies do not tolerate that repeated offense of the peanut butter and jelly over and over. Same thing for a squirrel.
A squirrel's body would not tolerate the repeated offense of a peanut butter and jelly over and over and over again. Now, why the peanut butter and jelly, why the pizza is quote unquote an offense, that's science that we dig into in my program. If you're not sure about that, check out my previous podcasts about flour and sugar and why it's a problem, how we clean up our diet and why it helps. That tells you about why those foods are an offense. In fact, the next 6 podcasts, I will be diving into why those foods are offensive, quote unquote, to our bodies. But recognize it's not one peanut butter and jelly that kills a squirrel. It's not one peanut butter and jelly that kills the human. It's not one piece of cake that your mother made you when you were a kid to celebrate your birthday. That's not what makes you sick with diabetes. It's collecting those kind of behaviors over time that creates biology that keeps us sick. And then what we do in my program is we collect better biology. We collect days and weeks and months that lead to years and decades of better biology, which allows us then to have such good health that on occasion, we can totally have the piece of cake. We can totally have the piece of pizza. At Christmas, I have my grandmother's apple pie recipe. I make the apple pie and I don't do a lot of baking. I'm a domestic nightmare, but that is one recipe I have mastered and it's amazing. And I make it every year and I have at least one piece of apple pie over the Christmas season. It is not because my body can have apple pie. There's some genetic superiority that creates my body being able to tolerate apple pie every day of my life. Nope. That's not what happens. It's that I have collected enough days of creating really amazing biology in my body by feeding my human body the foods that a human body is meant to eat, that occasionally I can have a piece of apple pie and my body does not get sick from it. That is what we do in my group, right? So this is not a never ever game. If the belief that you have out there right now as you're listening to this is to fix my diabetes, I have to never ever have fill in the blank, X food, whatever that is, recognize that's not true. That is what I call a thought that keeps you stuck. That is a thought that keeps you in a position of being sick and feeling like there is nothing you can do about it. Because you don't want to live your life without the piece of cake that your mom made you. You don't want to live your life without the apple pie that grandma used to make forever. Like, nobody wants to do that, right? Like, these are memories that created all of this amazingness in my life. I don't want to go without that forever, but maybe I do want to go without it in a way that keeps me from being sick for the rest of my life, that keeps me from cutting years off of my life with illness, right? Like, yeah, maybe I don't want to die early because of apple pie, but it doesn't mean I don't want to ever have apple pie again. That is a thought issue. That belief that we're never going to have that food again, that's a thought that keeps us sick, and that's something we work on in my group. Recognize all of these thoughts are coachable, all of them. Whatever the reason is that you believe you cannot make this investment in yourself, whether it be the time investment of taking care of yourself, whether it be the investment of learning a new way to create health in your life, to reverse the disease that's been created in your life, whether it is a belief that you don't have the money to invest in a program like mine in order for you to put an end to this struggle, whatever it is that your belief is, these are all coachable beliefs. There is always something else that's true out there. And even if it's the belief that I don't have the money to invest in the Delane MD program in order for me to fix my type 2 diabetes, recognize coaching on that does not change where the money comes from or the fact that money suddenly comes out of the sky. It's the belief that you need that program to fix your type 2 diabetes, right? Yeah, a coach makes it easier. My program gives you a very basic step-by-step procedure so that you can fix your diabetes, and that makes it easier, but it is not the only way. Believing that that's the thing that's keeping you stuck, sick for the rest of your life is a coachable thought. All of these things are coachable thoughts. I want you to come to my program. I love working with ladies. I have so much gratitude to the women who entrust me to go on this journey with them. such deep gratitude. I get so much growth personally from watching them go through this transformation. So I totally want you to come work with me. But recognize all of these beliefs that are keeping you sick are coachable beliefs. And that's really why coaching is so amazing. That is why coaching changes your life. So come sign up for my program. Yes, let's do it. But if you have a belief that you can't get this result without my program, that's a coachable belief that you can change so that you get the results that you want in your life. All right. That is my 10 cents. I think that's all of the stuff I wanted to cover talking about the cake, the discussion about cake, really. I know what I mean by that. And after listening to this podcast, you know what I mean by that. But that was really such a great example this week that was just, I felt like so meaningful, not only for this woman that I was speaking with, but for many, many, many women out there that have beliefs that keep them stuck being sick for the rest of their life. And that is why coaching is so empowering. All of these beliefs are coachable. Bring them to coaching. Find a way to get the coaching that you need, whether it's through my program and investing in yourself and investing in your health and like pouring your money into creating extra years of your life, whether it's coming to a consult. Come to a consult. Tell me the belief that you have that's keeping you stuck. We'll coach you through it. If you decide at the end of it you want more, awesome. Come to the 5-day free session in September, right? Come to that. It's free. You get 3 coaching sessions in that free 5-day session. Come to it. Get the coaching that you need so that you can move beyond these beliefs that are keeping you stuck. All right, enough about that. I want to talk about the upcoming podcasts because they are going to be awesome. There is going to be 5 or 6 podcasts coming up talking about the connection of diseases and hyperinsulinemia. So if you're like, what? Hyperinsulinemia? Suddenly you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of reading a science journal. Hold the phone. Hyper is too much, or high. That's what hyper means. Like too much activity in my son, right? Hyperactive. And then insulinemia is insulin in the bloodstream. So it's too much insulin in the bloodstream. That's what hyperinsulinemia is. And it is the root cause of so many chronic diseases. Okay. I'm going to give you a really simple example of where it's a root cause. And then I'm going to give you all the examples of where we see this in chronic diseases. And these are the different diseases, the many different diseases that actually get you qualified to work in my program. It's not just diabetes, because recognize too much insulin in your system causes disease in a variety of different ways. So number one, the basic example I want to give you, having too much insulin in your system affects your kidneys in a way that they no longer control your blood pressure in the normal range. Okay. So I'm going to say it again, too much insulin in your system leading to insulin resistance affects your kidneys in a way that creates your high blood pressure. There's no amount of decreasing your salt intake that's going to fix it. You can take meds to override or to like circumvent that process, but recognize high blood pressure can be fixed by just normalizing your insulin levels in your body. Okay. And that's a pretty simple, straightforward example that I'm using. Insulin is not meant to be in our system all of the time, okay? Insulin is a hormone released by our pancreas that goes to our cells and tells our cells to take in the glucose in the bloodstream so that the cells can use that glucose as energy. That's what insulin does. Insulin is produced when we eat foods. Like any food, I don't care what the macronutrient, fat, protein, carbohydrates, whatever it is, insulin gets produced with all of those. Insulin gets produced there's a very low insulin production when we eat fats. There's a moderate insulin production when we eat protein, but there's a really, really intense high insulin production when we eat carbohydrates. When we eat carbohydrates that are associated with broccoli, there's an insulin production, but when we eat processed foods, the processing of our foods leads to the concentration of the carbohydrate of the natural food. So we have a natural food, we put it through processing, and then we get a very concentrated carbohydrate that's not present in the natural food that is present in the processed form of the food. those processed foods lead to an intense insulin release that's not really ever natural to the human being, because the food that's in the natural form doesn't give us that intense insulin production. That intense insulin release leads to hyperinsulinemia, right? High insulin in your bloodstream. When we eat those foods all day long, we get a high insulin release all day long in our bodies. Insulin is not meant to be released into our system. Our bodies are not meant to be under the effect of insulin all day long at high concentrations. That leads to insulin resistance. Our cells get overwhelmed by how much insulin is in our system, and that causes our cells to kind of plug their ears and not hear the message. They stop responding to the insulin, and when our cells no longer open up and bring glucose in to use as energy, that means that we suddenly have all of this glucose floating around our body that is toxic to all sorts of cells in our body, our kidneys, our nerves, our nerves in our eyes, the blood vessels in our hearts and also in our brain, right? This is what leads to all the complications we see with type 2 diabetes. This leads to, kidney failure. This leads to neuropathy. This is what leads to heart disease and heart attacks. This is what connects stroke and type 2 diabetes. This is what connects blindness and type 2 diabetes. It's all of that. It's that high blood sugar in our system. We know that that's very toxic to the cells of our bodies. In addition to the high blood sugars being toxic, the high insulin is also toxic to our body. Insulin is actually very inflammatory to the human being. When our bodies produce it in a natural way, not all day long and not at high concentrations, our body does fine with that, right? Inflammation is not always bad. Having inflammation turned on all day long, all the time, at super high levels, that's a problem, right? So the places that we see insulin having an effect that nobody's really talking about are things like insulin's effect on the vascular system, leading to stroke and leading to heart disease. Insulin's effect on our liver cells, leading to things like non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Insulin effect on our liver, leading to changes in proteins that bind up hormones like testosterone. And that is what actually is leading to things like polycystic ovarian disease and other hormonal abnormalities in our system. Insulin's effect, that insulin resistance and its effect on our neurons in our brain, leading to our brains being insulin resistant, meaning that the neurons don't bring glucose in, meaning that there's not enough energy in our brain. And that being the root cause of the development of dementia. Having too much insulin in our system leading to inflammation that leads to things like joint pain, right? It's not just everybody's like, oh, my knees hurt because I have 100 extra pounds. Yeah, maybe that's part of it. But your knees also hurt because you're eating sugar, which is inflammatory to your body. And you've got all this insulin in response to the sugar, which is inflammatory to those joints. Of course, diabetes and diabetes spectrum diseases. So again, that's going to be something like polycystic ovarian disease. I would consider non-alcoholic fatty liver disease also on a diabetes spectrum. That is an element of too much insulin in your system. If you haven't developed diabetes yet, you are on your way if you have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They sometimes call this hepatic steatosis. They call it fatty liver disease. They call it all sorts of things. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, your liver enzymes are a little elevated. That's weird. We'll keep an eye on it. All of those diagnoses or reports from your doctor, those are related to high insulin levels. You know, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. All of these things are what I call diabetes spectrum, including the really clear ones like prediabetes and then gestational diabetes. Those are all on the diabetes spectrum, and they are all caused by too much insulin. So the next few podcasts, for the next month or so, we're going to be doing podcasts connecting all of these different things. Because the strategies that I teach in my program and the strategies I teach in this podcast are all directed at lowering your insulin level. Because having too much insulin in your system, again, this is a disease. Lots of times your doctors are not going to diagnose that as the root cause of the disease, but it is the root cause of many diseases, many chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, your risk for stroke, polycystic ovarian disease, infertility, I would even say, you know, testosterone deficiencies, although I don't work with men, I usually work with women, but that is the root cause of a lot of the low T issues that we're seeing in men. Many, many chronic diseases, liver disease, obesity, all of it has a root cause of too much insulin in your system. Normalizing that component will normalize all of these other diseases. That is what my program is directed at fixing. That is what this podcast is directed at fixing. That is what all the strategies that I use are directed at, is lowering that insulin level. So if you're interested in doing this work, send me a message. Delaine at DelaneMD.com will get you set up for a consult. If you're interested in the 5-day free session coming up September 13th, so that's in like a week, get on it. Send me a message. Delaine at DelaneMD. Go to www.DelaneMD.com. There is a form you can, that will get you registered and will get you on the list. If for some reason come September 11th, you have not heard from me and you wanted to be registered for this, send me a message. Delaine at DelaneMD.com. You can find me on Facebook, DelaneMD. You can find me on Instagram, DelaneMD. You can send me a message. I will get back to you. We'll get you registered and get you started on this process of fixing your health. I hope you found this helpful. I hope my thoughts weren't too scattered. If you have any questions, let me know. If you're finding these podcasts helpful, leave me a rating and a review. That helps this podcast get out to others. All right. I will be back next week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.